Page 47, Awards Time Again. Roger Peterson, Awards Committee Chair. CCB presents several awards to deserving people and groups at our spring conference and convention, and it is time for us to start preparing for these presentations. Some of the awards are presented by the Awards Committee, and some are given by others. Here's an overview. Besides the awards that the Awards Committee presents, Publications Committee and the Membership Committee give awards. The Membership Committee's awards are described in the following article. The Publications Committee presents writing awards, usually based on articles written for the Blind Californian and chosen by vote of the committee. Page 48. The only part the general membership might play in this process would be to recommend an article for consideration that appeared in some other publication. You do, however, have a part to play in the presentation of awards by the Awards Committee. We need you to submit letters to the CCB office nominating people for these awards, so we will be presenting them to the most deserving people possible. These letters, directed to the Awards Committee, should be sent to the office by February 15, 2013. Here are the awards and their criteria. The CCB Hall of Fame. Up to 5 persons per year who've made significant contributions and sustained effort to advance the goals of CCB over a period of years may be nominated. The CCB Community Service Award, presented annually to a blind or visually impaired individual who, through his or her association and activities, has demonstrated integration into and interaction with the life of the community. The CCB Distinguished Service Award, given periodically to an outstanding blind or visually impaired person who has contributed significantly to the betterment of blind people in general. The recipient of this award need not be a member of CCB. Page 49. The CCB Legislator of the Year Award, bestowed periodically on a state or federal legislator who has introduced and successfully directed enactment of legislation on behalf of persons who are blind or visually impaired. The Humanitarian Award is granted to an individual or organization that has assisted blind people in general, or CCB and its affiliates in particular, to an extraordinary degree. The recipient may be blind or sighted. The CCB Merit Award, formerly the Certificate of Merit, given to any individual who provides outstanding volunteer service to CCB, its chapters, or affiliates. In closing, let me thank the members of the Awards Committee who have made the difficult decisions that we must make. They are Susan Hyatt, Mary Beth Randall, Catherine Skivers, and Michael Williams.